Last week, WFAE reported Atrium, formerly Carolina's healthcare system, ended its nearly 40-year relationship with Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants and its parent company, MedNax. The divorce has spurred charges that the new company taking over care is reducing staff. Atrium has disputed that claim. WFAE's Alex Olgan spoke to the doctor who started that company.
Dr. Tom Wary, an anesthesiologist from Maryland, was hired by Atrium Health in February 2017 as a consultant. He studied the hospital's physician anesthesiologist staffing models and looked for efficiencies and presented those options to Atrium. Now his company is taking over anesthesiology care for Atrium. He disputes the accusations made by Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants.
The plan at Atrium Health Centers is not to reduce the number of physicians. The plan in the models, the exact same number of physicians will be there for the start of the day, and the exact same number of physicians will be there at night and for emergencies. So the information out there that there will be a reduction of physicians is absolutely untrue.
Southeast Anesthesiology had claimed that anesthesiologist staff would be reduced by 30%. The company also said in a letter to surgeons that certain locations would operate with nurse anesthetists supervised by surgeons, not a physician anesthesiologist. Atrium and Wary say that's not true, and Wary says the doctor-to-patient ratio will also remain the same.
So the ratios will not change?
They will not change.
Okay.
There will be tweaks here and there depending on the hospital, depending on the volume, depending on efficiencies and how we can improve scheduling, but there will be no change in the ratios in general. And we certainly will not exceed, you know, 1 to 4.
Still, we don't know the details of the new model. Both Atrium and Wary say it will save the health system money, but won't say how or how much money. Wary says he's long consulted for different hospitals and health systems. He says he's decided to relocate to Charlotte because the Atrium opportunity was something he couldn't pass up. He's now recruiting doctors to work for his new company called Scope Anesthesia of North Carolina. His contract takes effect in July.
I have physicians from Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Illinois, New York, Florida, all very interested in coming and have signed on.
Can you give me a sense of how far along you're in the process? I know that it's only a couple months until the contract would start.
It's hard to give an exact percentage, but I'm confident that by the time July 1st comes along, I'll have the adequate staff.
He says he'd like to hire some doctors from MedNax, but can't. Both MedNax and Atrium say the doctors are limited by non-compete agreements. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.